Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wellness with Dr. Fortunate Cylinders podcast. This is where we own our wellness journey. Today, on Wellness with Dr. Fortunate Cylinder, we are joined by Mr. Victor Makwakwa. He is a young South African who developed a web application that focuses on improving access to professional mental health services.
Hi, Victor. How are you doing?
I'm good, Dr. Fortunate. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Thank you for joining us today to just share with us more information about this revolutionary app that you've developed to help those who are struggling with mental health. Yes. So can you please tell us more about how the inception of, you know, the World's Village came about?
The inception, okay, no, it came over time. At first, it was meant to be something else. Then as I developed my ideas, I had the vision of, okay, fine, it has to be about mental health, because I looked at my environment at the time, you know. So I just left high school, I went to varsity, and of course when you make that shift, you're not taught about a lot of things. And just from that perspective, apart from like your life issues, etc., you're just now going through a lot, and sometimes there's not a lot of people you can speak to. So I was like, okay, if I'm from Joburg and I go to a varsity in Joburg, imagine a child from Limpopo coming to Joburg for the first time, etc. So I was like, okay, there's a lot of issues, not just those two people have, but many people have. So I wanted to be like, okay, let me try add on to my initial plan and see my vision go through. So pretty much, yes, that's how it came. Like I said, it changed. Once there was supposed to be a portal, then I was like, no, mental health, psychology, and technology. How can I include all those three components to help people?
Thank you for that. So what I'm hearing from you is that your experience as a student somehow helped to, you know, conceptualize this app, although it wasn't supposed to be an app in the beginning, it was supposed to be a portal. So you also spoke about, you know, combining psychology and technology. What is your take on the role of technology in revolutionizing mental health?
I see. So for me, its role is very, very big. As you can see now, we are forced not to have as much human contact as possible. But at the same time, not a lot of people do get to have a lot of human contact at times. So for example, now let's say if you're in a rural area and you're going through something, your closest hospital or clinic is very far that you can't get to it. You know, and same thing with individuals in the cities, etc. So with technology, it allows us to be closer in a way. You know, through this bridge, we are able now to say, okay, there's, for example, a digital hospital which allows people from here, from this area to this area, or whoever has this issue, get help. So yes, tech revolutionizing the industry is very important, because yes, for example, in your field, there's times where you might need to cater to an individual, but you can't. So with this physically, firstly, then this is like to say, okay, because you can't do it physically, you can do it online. Then at the same time, with what I'm trying to do is, if needs be, at a specific time, you will be able together meet and speak in some form of way. So yes, with technology revolutionizing the field, I would say it's very, very important, especially in the time we are in now.
going now to, you know, the experience of the users of World Village app, can you just take us through, your users' experience so far?
So we've tested on a few users, not too many, but quite a few have signed up. So the ones who have used the application very early when we were testing it, they did have good experiences. Of course, because it's something that is very small, and a startup, of course, in terms of maybe sound, maybe there'll be some slight slowness, you know, not as clear as our conversation now, depending also on the network. Then we got to see that with the specific phone that you use on our platform, because remember, it's not an app yet, an actual app, it's a web application. So having to see, depending on the quality of an individual's phone, that experience also would be something that is relatively good or great, I would say. Then with the user in terms of the practitioner and the client, I would say with the one which we did, I actually was not part of the call, but I was able to get feedback on that call. I was told that no, it was very, very good, and it's something that should be given to as many people as possible. It's just the reach as such. Thank you.
Thank you for that. In your about statement, you mentioned that the platform is meant to serve as a virtual counselor. Can you please expand on that?
Okay, no problem. So if you go to our website or if you go to our platform, there is an information hub that is provided there. So in that information hub, you are getting links to various information that you can use for yourself to see if I am perhaps maybe suicidal. I can go to this information hub to see, okay, what are the characteristics or triggers of somebody that is that way, then they will learn about that. So through that sense, it's a virtual counselor, and at the same time, virtual counselor in that you get lots of information about a lot of different things. It's mainly directly to you. So we are trying to make it something that is highly personalized, where, for example, if you do feel a certain way, through the application itself, we are able to say, okay, this person right now in their mind can agree and say that they are feeling unhappy. Then through that conversation, there will be like, I could say a chatbot almost, or an interactive interface that allows person to speak. Then through that data and information, we are able to also virtually be a counselor to you.
So I just want to find out, you also mentioned that your platform services include mentoring. What do you think, as a young person, is the significance of mentorship in general from the perspective of a mentee and a mentor?
That would be something that is very important. I would say it's very, very, very important that the youth get mentorship and think about it as something that is important in their lives, because sometimes the people you're around definitely affect your being, your look at life and at things. So with the, even now, just diverting a bit with the term World Village, is to say, yes, there is a virtual community, but through that virtual community, we are able to also now have the actual community, because, for example, now going to add on to the mentorship part, just to expand, is to say, okay, if I know that in my community here, there are so many mentors who are on this platform, I would have access to them as well. And through that, you get to see that, okay, maybe my direction in life can change, and on the other side, it's important that there are people who are able to mentor the youth, because advice and wisdom from elders is very important to gauge and see what you want in your life, where you are going, the decisions you are making. So I would definitely say to the youth that having a mentor or somebody who you can speak to, that you look up to and you can learn from, is very, very important.
So what message do you have for our audience, and particularly the youth?
The first and most important one is to trust and pray to the good Lord. He can only give you all the answers. Keep praying, keep believing in yourself and in Him, and have the right people around you. Have a big mind. Don't just look at where you are from. Look at bigger than that. And of course, sometimes you have to start at home. Then additionally, you're going to have to grow. Then once you do that, you will see it's all a process. It all takes time. And yeah, that is life. So I would say, yes, that is my message for the audience is, yeah, keep at it and all will be well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for joining us today to just take us through, the application that you developed. And congratulations again on developing this revolutionary web application that prioritizes the well-being of our communities. I am really proud of you and I'm rooting for you. And I'm looking forward to, learning and hearing more about more initiatives from World's Village. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that. I am so humbled. To the audience listening, have a blessed day. Have a blessed time.
We've come to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you all the best with your wellness journey. Have yourselves a wonderful week.